possible? Is it possible to turn your earnings into $1 million in, let's say, 10 years? That too might be a long shot, but our next guest says it is possible, and it's no get-rich-quick scheme. Smart Money Magazine has a step-by-step guide that could have you rolling in the Benjamins in just 10 years. How do you do it? Let's bring in Smart Money senior editor Lee Gallagher. All right, Lee, good to see you.
Thank you.
It sounds pretty ambitious, because we're really going to be saying here that anybody, right, no matter what your income bracket is right now, you might be able to help accumulate $1 million if you just do some very basic things.
That's very true. You know, it sounds like something that you have to either, you know, $1 million, you have to win the lottery, or else invent the next Google. But really, it's surprisingly attainable for almost any household. It just takes commitment and planning and discipline across all aspects of your life, really.
All right. Well, let's talk about the discipline. Beginning with health, you say taking care of yourself. It's not just about how you take care of your money, but first you got to start with taking care of yourself. How is it that can save you money over the long term?
Well, it's funny, you know, most people don't really make the link between your health and your wealth, but it has a surprising effect. Everything from keeping your medical bills down, as we know, medical bills are a huge problem for many consumers, but also it's been shown that people that are in better health actually earn more. This has been tracked, and your salary goes up at a faster rate. And then in addition to that, you pay more for things like life insurance. A 40-year-old male who's in good health is going to pay about $35 a month for a $500,000 life insurance policy. If he's overweight and smokes, it's going to be four times that.
Wow.
So you don't really realize all the ways that your health is really affecting your own bottom line.
Interesting. And when we talk about saving money, we're also talking about how you spend your money. So some of the things you really can't get around, mortgage, rent, or your, you know, car payments, etc., but you say you really can be smart about how you try to negotiate your mortgage rates, or perhaps how you spend your money on your car payments. You think used instead of
Absolutely.
New or lease new.
Yes, you think you can't get around these things, but you can. I mean, a 1% change on your mortgage, if you just lower your rate by 1%, that'll save an average household about $22,000. So, you know, that's a big deal. Same thing with cars. If you lease a pair of new cars, and then you switch to buying a pair of used cars every 5 years, that'll bring your costs down by about $31,000 over this 10-year period that we're talking about.
Wow. Does that also take into consideration, though, the kind of maintenance bills you're more likely to have when you buy used versus when you buy something
that includes? That's including ownership costs, which we factor in to be maintenance, repairs, everything.
Wow. So. And you're saying buying used doesn't just apply to cars, but a lot of other things, from furniture to clothes, et cetera?
That's absolutely true. There's this great thing called eBay. You can get, you know, you can get cars on eBay, actually.
Yeah.
You can get homes on eBay. But, you know, you can buy used everything these days. And when we say used, it's not vintage. We're talking about barely used merchandise. Everything from fine furniture to Chanel suits to you name it. I mean, it's out there now. The Internet has really broadened what's available.
Wow.
And that can have an effect.
That is great. Now, let's talk about your savings beyond maximizing your 401k at work.
Sure. Well, savings, this is where you're going to make the biggest leap by far towards that $1 million. In our hypothetical couple, you know, and most of this, by the way, it is happening with your 401k. That's by far the biggest weapon at your disposal to sort of reach this level that we're talking about here. So, you know, what we recommend is really stacking away 15% of your salary. Ideally, you know, the maximum for every person is $15,000, but not everybody can do that. But if you just stack away 15% in our hypothetical couple situation, if they did that over 10 years, that would amount to $397,000, and that's before any investment gains. That's just in the contributions alone. So that's significant.
All right, and that's very encouraging. Lee Gallagher, senior editor of Smart Money Magazine, thanks so much.
Thank you.